The Madden Curling Rink will be filled with kids on February 9 as they get an opportunity to slide rocks across the ice while learning all about the indoor winter sport. The event is hosted by the Madden Curling Club and the Madden AG Society. We have special kid-size rocks that they can throw, and we have volunteers from the Madden Curling Club and the AG Society who will teach the kids a little bit about curling, said Megan Lawing from the Madden AG Society. They'll give them a bit of a lesson and then they'll play some games together. Feedback has been positive about the annual event in the past. Lawing hopes to fill both sheets of ice on February 9 with about 16 kids aged 6 to 12. A lot of their parents probably curl at the hall, so it's a fun chance for them to try it out with the little rocks, Lawing said. She added the event allows kids to try something different that they might not otherwise be able to since there is no junior curling league in the area. It's just an opportunity for them to try it with some friends, kids of their same age, she said. You don't have to know anything about curling. Kids will need to wear a helmet and bring clean shoes, and the rest will be taught by the organizers. A snack will also be provided. Youth curling will run from 6 p.m. until 8 p.m. for $10 per kid. Following this event, a team Funspiel or a mini Bonspiel is held on March 9 for the older age group. The kids would enter and then they get put on teams and they play kind of a tournament-style Funspiel, Lawing said. That's the 13 to 17 age group and it's just a one-day thing. The event is put on by the same two clubs and lunch is provided for the kids. Kids are required to bring clean shoes and a broom. Additionally, the Madden AG Society is working on some other community events, including a pottery night on March 12. A pottery studio near Crossfield called the Potter's House will bring out their pottery supplies to the Madden Hall for the event. People can sign up to participate in creating the project. Last time the project was a mug, Lawing said, which was well received. After participants created their mug, the art pieces were taken back to the potter's house where it was fired and a couple weeks later they were ready to be picked up. The AG Society's big annual fundraising event is also scheduled in March, which will have live music, a silent auction, and more. High-energy country music artist Brandon Lorenzo from Airdrie will be performing. All the money raised through the Madden Spring Thaw on March 23 will help the AG Society put on programs and events throughout the year. It's a big one for us and we are currently seeking sponsors, Lawing said. If anyone wants to get involved, we'll have a link for that probably in a couple of weeks for people to buy tickets and tables. Lawing shared that everything the AG Society does is volunteer-organized and volunteer-run, and expressed her appreciation to volunteers and community members who partake in events. She added that people don't have to be from Madden to come to their events, everyone is welcome. To learn more about upcoming events or how to sign up, go to maddenagsociety.com.